Wednesday, August 4th, 2021. I've got a really nice triplet today. An opportunity just to push the pace a little bit and get a little burn going on. 18, 16, 14, 12 reps for time of the dumbbell push press, pair of 50-pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women, chest-to-bar pull-ups, and then calories on the air bike, men and women doing the same calories. So most likely, it will take the women a little bit longer than the goal times and everything that I'm going to give out, and that's okay. So if you're new to that sort of rep scheme, it's 18 push press, 18 chest-to-bar, 18 calories on the bike, then 16 of each, then 14 of each, and then 12 of each. That cycle in the dumbbell push press followed by the chest-to-bar, it's going to have a Fran-ish kind of feel, even though it's not below parallel. And if it didn't feel Fran-ish, it will after you get off the bike. If you don't have dumbbells available, you could use a 95-pound or a 65-pound barbell. Certainly no need to do any of that unbroken, that's for sure. Push press with the dumbbells is really challenging. Chest-to-bar pull-ups are challenging. Starting off with a set of 18. Now, yes, it's the first thing that you do, so you are fresh. If you get them unbroken, fantastic. But I would say if you, unbroken and fresh, can do a set of 12 of those push press unbroken, set of 12 chest to bar pull-ups, like beyond a shadow of a doubt, you always have that in the tank unbroken, then pursuing the prescribed workout might be a good place to start. But if not, you can always do it scaled. But I do think a fair number of people will be breaking up each one of these rounds. We've got a video showing the dumbbell push press and the kipping chest to bar pull-ups. Super fitness robot time, 10 minutes and 30 seconds or less. More likely, 16 minutes and 45 seconds or less. Scaled option today, it's still the same rep scheme, 18, 16, 14, 12 reps for time. We lowered the dumbbell push press loading to 35s for men, 25s for women. Remove the chest to bar and put just a kipping chin over bar, or you could do a ring row, still calories on the air bike. We've got videos showing different styles of kips, video on how to get a pull-up. You also, don't forget, have access to the Beyond the Whiteboard specialty programs, which has a great progression to get your first pull-up, and a video showing the ring row. Oh, and let me make a little note here. Or use a 75/55 barbell. So in case you don't have dumbbells, you could obviously use a reduced weight barbell there. The limited equipment crew, they've got the dumbbells for the push press, they've got the pull-up bar for the chest-to-bar, but they don't have a bike. So they're going to do four rounds for time of dumbbell push press, chest-to-bar pull-ups, and then each time you're going to do a 300-meter shuttle run. And that 300-meter shuttle run, 75 meters out, 75 meters back, 75 meters out, 75 meters back. That's going to be just where you need it to be. And each set of dumbbell push press and each set of chest to bar is 15 repetitions. No equipment workout. Four rounds for time, 30 burpees, followed by a 300-meter shuttle run, same like the limited equipment crew did. We've got a video showing the burpee. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. We've got the overhead carry or Turkish get-up, so not both, it's an either or. Overhead carry, you're gonna mark out 100 feet, lock out a pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells, or an appropriately loaded barbell overhead, march 100 feet with it, rest a couple minutes, do it a second time, rest a couple minutes, do it a third time. Just make sure whatever you have overhead, you can safely ditch it in case it gets a bit too hard for you. But it's a challenging movement, a fantastic head-to-toe strength builder, so we like it. You can do that or Turkish get-ups. Three rounds of 7 to 10 with the left arm, followed by 7 to 10 with the right arm. Resting a minute or two between rounds, you choose the loading. We've got a video showing the Turkish get-up. Then the other part of the accessory work is some good old conditioning. You're going to choose one of these, either a 300-meter row, a 200-meter run, or 60 seconds of hard effort on the bike. So choose one of those, do it, rest a couple minutes, and then do it one more time. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we're going to stretch. We have the chest and pecs, hands behind, and then the wall stretch for the leg. Each of those have a video. Each of those you do for 1 to 2 minutes, and that's actually my favorite personal pairing of upper body and lower body stretches. So tomorrow's a rest day, a glorious rest day. I hope that you take it. And for most of you, I will see you back here on Friday.